Mid-American Network News. The University of Kansas will help develop the next generation of batteries for electric vehicles. The university and Panasonic Energy have announced today to work together on lithium-ion batteries. They say the project is significant for reducing CO2 emissions by increasing the use of electric vehicles. Wichita police have arrested a 45-year-old man wanted in connection to a fatal shooting in northeastern Oklahoma. Records show that Thomas Conway was arrested in the 5400 block of East Funston and booked Monday evening on a fugitive from a justice warrant. KTUL reports 38-year-old Alexander Daughtry was shot in an alley in Bartlesville around 1 a.m. on Monday. He died at a local hospital. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get ready for a night of nonstop laughs with the hilarious Mike Epps. Live on July 26th at First Council Resort and Casino.
I got a cousin. She's 700 pounds. She called me crying the other day. I said, what's wrong? They snatching women in the neighborhood. I said, what are you worried about?
Don't miss your chance to see Mike Epps up close and personal. Tickets available now at TicketStorm.com.
Meal equation went up.
Hurry, tickets are selling fast. That's TicketStorm.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
A law to protect seniors and dependent adults from scammers took effect last week in Kansas. The bill presented by the Kansas Department of Insurance to Protect Vulnerable Adults from Financial Exploitation Act officially became law on July 1st, approaching 3 months since Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed it. With the new bill in effect, financial advisors can step in when fraud is suspected and stop any transactions to ensure that they are legitimate. If you suspect a transaction or investment is fraudulent, you're advised to contact your local police department. Starting on Sunday, you'll be paying more for stamps. It's the second increase in prices this year. Back in February, forever stamps increased from 66 cents to 68 cents. Well, starting on Sunday, you'll pay even more when they increase to 73 cents. The United States Postal Service reported a $6.5 billion loss for fiscal year 2023.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
It's that time of year. From Texas to the Dakotas, us here at the Mid-America Ag Network and me, your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, will keep you informed on this year's wheat harvest. Listen daily for the most current, up-to-date information on the progression of the summer wheat harvest through Mid-America. Summer wheat harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine Replacement Parts, PNB Insurance, Gene Francis Gavel Roads, and the Hydraulic Shop. From Texas to the Dakotas, it's Mid-America Ag Network keeping you informed on this year's 2024 wheat harvest.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A widespread outage affecting communications involved both internet and some cellular service providers Tuesday afternoon. The outage shortly after noon was not resolved until early evening and involved Blue Valley Technology internet customers as well as Verizon Cellular, perhaps among others, in northeast Kansas. Tyler Holloman with Frontier Development Group met with Marysville City Council Monday and outlined particulars of a proposed redevelopment housing incentive district, which would be used to fund improvements to commercial buildings on the Kester Block. The state program, through the Department of Commerce, would allow all increased taxes generated as a result of property improvements undertaken. The base level of property tax would still apply for city, county, and school board, and increases could be applied up to 25 years or until costs are recovered. A letter of intent to work with the developers previously was passed. The next step would be a housing needs analysis, which could be approved after a public hearing. The ordinance would then be sent to the state for approval, starting the clock on a development timeline. Holloman was asked intentions for current main floor businesses. He replied that retention would be their first priority, while minimizing disruption during construction, and that they should see value increases and improvements, but rents would be raised gradually. He was urged to reach out to existing businesses who may have concerns. Unanimous approval was given to move forward with the proposal. Several stop signs were approved for multiple locations, which were outlined at the previous meeting after recommendation from the Police and Fire Committee. Council discussed modifying the code, allowing use of utility vehicles after dark, if lighted appropriately, inspected, and licensed, and also allow highway operation in addition to city streets within city limits. After a lengthy discussion, the matter passed 6-1 with Colleen Behrens voting no, noting other communities where such traffic got out of hand. Follow-up as to funding options for storm sewer improvements were outlined by the city administrator, whose recommendation was for a lease purchase option from local banks, including Citizen State and First Commerce, for $1.3 million at an interest rate of 4.98% over a 10-year period. That, in turn, was approved unanimously. KNDY and the Marysville Advocate will host an election forum for candidates this evening, 7 until 9 p.m. at the Marysville City Building. The forum is to prepare voters for the August 6th primary. Early walk-in voting in the primary begins July 17th, and mail-in ballots will go out. Invitations have been extended for contested primary races for county commissioner, sheriff, district magistrate judge, and state legislative seats. There are Republican primary races for District 2 and 3, County Commissioner, Marshall County Sheriff, District Court Magistrate Judge, and legislative races. The public is welcome this evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall. Blue Rapids is hosting another candidate forum Sunday afternoon, July 21st at 3 p.m. at the Community Center prior to the annual Marshall County Fair Parade. Still no updates from local law enforcement or Kansas Bureau of Investigation regarding the search initiated this past weekend for a missing Blue Rapids man. 36-year-old Cameron Shoptease was last seen nearly a week ago in Blue Rapids, and the KBI was called in Saturday to help with the investigation. A missing person report was released to the media Sunday afternoon with no updates since. The annual Jefferson County Fair is underway in February. Through July 14th, many activities are planned this week.
This year, our horse arena is just packed with activities. So we start out on Wednesday night with mutton busting. So those sheep riders need to check in about 6 o'clock there. And then we go to a rough stock rodeo. And that is both Wednesday and Thursday night. And new this year is ladies bronc riding. And the gentleman that puts on the rodeo has also did clinics and workshops, and he says this is kind of the hot thing now that he's getting a lot of females that want to ride the Bronx. And so it should make it fun and interesting, to say the least. And so that's on Wednesday and Thursday night. Friday morning at 10, we have a extreme trail clinic that's going to be put on. That activity, as far as the trail challenge, will be Saturday at 1 with the finals at 5:30. Friday night, though, we have jackpot team sorting, and we're going to do that. That registration's at 4:30. We start at 5, a little bit early. So we end up on Sunday then with a ranch rodeo at 4, and we just got a lot going on in the horse arena.
Dennis Kenning talks more about this week's events.
It's July 10th through the 14th in Friendly Fairbury. It's on what they call the PWF Road, and we're kind of in the bottom there. We're on the south side of Fairbury, and we just have a lot of activities going on. The thing I want to mention about our horse arena is the fact that it's all free to spectators. We don't charge for you to park your car. We don't charge you to get in the gate. We don't charge for you to go to the rodeo or any of the activities. So our idea is to put on a free fair. And really, besides the carnival and the races, everything at our fair is free for the most part. And so I'd encourage people to come on up to Fairbury and take in either horse activities or the national race, because it's a good time.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms later on today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Some scattered showers may continue early tonight, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s throughout Thursday, and clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Much warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Still more sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Staying sunny throughout Monday as well with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s and partly cloudy Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July, 91. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 69. The record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6:10.
This day holds the record for the highest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. More as we look into the weather archives today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 10th, the 192nd day of the year. Folk singer Arlo Guthrie has a birthday, and the highest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. occurred on this day in 1913. The mercury hit 134 degrees in California's Death Valley. You would expect plenty of heat in the desert southwest, of course. What other regions of the country are most prone to extreme summer temperatures? The Central Plains gets that dubious distinction. The Dakotas, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas have all had record highs of 120 or above. Things are a bit more moderate east of the Mississippi, where East St. Louis, Illinois, hit the record of 117 in 1954. And South Carolina is tops among Atlantic coastal states. It reached 113 12 years ago. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Sonic Radio.
Welcome back to Sonic R&DIO. That spells radio with me, the CIO. This just in, the new Sonic $1.99 menu lets you build a crave-worthy meal for just $1.99 an item, whether that's a creamy shake, crispy tots, or a quarter-pound double cheeseburger. This just out. Ostriches. They're mean, not very cute, and in my opinion, way too big for a bird. Don't miss the Sonic Fun 99 menu. Five items, always $1.99. Live free, eat Sonic.
Tax not included. See menu for details.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need, or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats basketball team says that they are excited to make their third appearance at the annual U.S. Virgin Islands Paradise Jam coming up on November 22nd. KSNT News reports that the bracket was finalized this week with the tournament, showing the Wildcats facing off against Atlantic's 10s at George Washington, starting off on that Friday for the first day of the tournament. Overall, it is the sixth meeting all time between the two schools, as the Wildcats are leading in their ongoing series 4-1. As the tournament goes on, based on the bracket, with the winner of K-State and George Washington moving on to play the winner of either Louisiana and Liberty on that following Sunday, the 24th of November. Kansas City Royals back in action today after a couple days off, as Kansas City is on the road in Arizona while they're breaking heat records as they take on the Cardinals with first pitch during the middle of the day at 12:45. It is a two-game series before the Royals head out to Boston. Mid-America Network Sports.
Looking for Jasmine Brown. Cut the head to it! And her third goal of the year!
Hey, Wildcat fans, it's time to watch K-State soccer. Order your season tickets now to see action like this all year.
Top of the D. Turn, shoots, over the keeper, and scores!
Prices start at just $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. The best deal for your whole family. Order or renew now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
Get ready for a night of nonstop laughs with the hilarious Mike Epps. Live on July 26th at First Council Resort and Casino.
I got a cousin. She's 700 pounds. She called me crying the other day. I said, what's wrong?
They snatching women in the neighborhood.
I said, and what are you worried about?
Don't miss your chance to see Mike Epps up close and personal. Tickets available now at TicketStorm.com.
Me and LaQuisha went up.
Hurry, tickets are selling fast. That's TicketStorm.com.
Two Wichita native athletic twins are set to head to Kansas University, but for different sports, as they say they have been fans of KU for years, and their goal has been to be able to head to the same university to participate in their favorite sports activities. As KSN reports, that Will and Nate Thingvall, twins from the city of Wichita, have been Jayhawk fans for years, with Nate Thingvall saying that he's now committed to Kansas University for their track and field team, with Will considering other options for basketball. Will does say, however, he's keeping his options open for basketball or other athletics, but would not like to leave his brother, who's committed to KU. In other news, Hutchinson native Kirk Holmberg says that he is officially competing in the U.S. Adaptive Home Golf Championship after making an announcement just years ago that he has been diagnosed with primary lateral sclerosis. KSN News reports that the disease has been progressing over the past few years, but Holmberg says he has not allowed it to slow down his love for golf, as he's now in one of the biggest tournaments with the U.S. Adaptive Open Golf Tournament after qualifying back in April.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team final home games hosting Concordia this evening, 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field. They'll wrap the season up before postseason play at Holdridge this Saturday and Sunday. Marysville Legion Post, 11-11 on the season, split a pair with Sabetha last Saturday, lost the opener 3-0, winning the late game 5-4.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temp's Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temp's Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temp's Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa Parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. John Bannister in Marysville is that State Farm agent. He's got your back when things go wrong. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. See John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
Put away the chemicals and break out the pruners to control pest problems on raspberries. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Dry, crumbly fruit, spotted and discolored stems, as well as spotted brown and yellow leaves are symptoms of anthracnose and spur blight diseases. Proper placement, spacing, and care are usually enough to keep the plants healthy and minimize the risk of these diseases. Grow plants at the proper spacing and full sun for best productivity and fewer disease problems. Prune consistently to increase airflow and light penetration to further reduce the risk of these and other diseases. Remove and destroy diseased canes as soon as they are found. Prune out the canes that bore fruit in summer. Removing these to ground level soon after harvest further reduces the risk of disease. Thin the remaining canes to 4 to 5 canes per foot in late winter or early spring. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
There will be an auction featuring tools and household items for Betty and Hank Sisk Saturday, July 13th, 10 a.m. at 600 Chestnut in Frankfort. They'll be selling a 16-cubic-foot upright freezer, Craftsman power tools including a table saw, radial arm saw, band saw, disc sander, router, planer, other hand tools, plus a metal cabinet, floor jack, jack stands, metal car ramps, an air bubble, cordless weed eater, hedge trimmers, electric leaf blower. Furniture items include an oak four-piece queen-size bedroom set with a Sleep Number bed, three-piece full-size bedroom set, dining table, extra leaves, six padded chairs, plus a number of household items and miscellaneous. This public auction with tools and household items for Betty and Hank Sisk will be Saturday, July 13th, 10 a.m. in Frankfort at 600 Chestnut. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
There had been rumors of gold in this area for years, but there always seemed to be a better place to find more of it. Eventually, mines turned back to Wyoming, and thousands of people followed the reports from the hills around Willow Creek. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at AgWeb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the 1840s, a lot of pioneers were heading west to Oregon and California over trails that passed through central Wyoming. There was something that caught the eye of a few of those travelers.
They're noticing something in the creeks, this little shiny substance that's called gold.
But Joseph Ashman says there was a reason people simply passed by what they saw here at the time.
There's also gold out in California. And at the time, the California Gold Rush is the big news, so they'd rather go out to California and do their gold mining there.
But the gold rush in California eventually played out, and thoughts turned back to this area of Wyoming.
So we end up with these four soldiers from Fort Bridger, and they were on a temporary leave of absence, and they decided, you know what? Let's try to find where this gold is actually coming from.
They tracked the source up the Sweetwater River to Willow Creek, and then the hills around that water source.
And they find this huge quartz vein on the surface with gold embedded in it. And these soldiers are ecstatic, and they start mining this gold, and they eventually go back to Fort Bridger and start bragging to all their friends about how much gold they found.
And word spread quickly.
The following year, they come back, and there's 2,000 people all trying to get rich just like they did.
Soon, a town named South Pass City came to life with over 2,000 residents.
They very quickly end up building temporary establishments here.
But the boomtown lives on, and there's more next time as we travel the countryside to South Pass City, Wyoming. I'm Andrew McCray.
The annual Inn Picnic is Friday and Saturday. Activities include kids' games Friday night, sing-along bingo, and a street dance Friday at 8. Saturday, they'll begin with a 5K run, walk, and breakfast at 7 a.m. Free swimming at the Lynn City Pool from 1 to 4. A parade at 4:30 with Bounce House Fun 5 until 9. Don't miss it all at the Lynn Picnic. Find out more at Lynn Booster Club Facebook page. An invitation from Bruna Implement, Case IH Farm Equipment, with a history of providing the best product and service. Titan West Livestock Handling Equipment adds productivity to your cattle operation. See their line from Titan West. Landall Company, manufacturing products with quality employees, always adding to their team. Learn more at landall.com/careers. And United Banking and Trust, banking for your way of life. Up to date with today's technology. Learn more at ubankonline.com.
Livestock benefit from shelter in extreme weather, but you don't necessarily have to build a new barn. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. If you have a wooded area, you can have a natural living barn as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Livestock such as cattle and sheep are able to tolerate a wide range of weather conditions, but they appreciate shelter from driving snow and a place to cool off in the heat.
Establishing a natural, living barn from trees in the woods can offer the protection they need without having to build a covered structure. Brett Chedzoy is a regional extension forester at Cornell University Cooperative Extension. He says living barns can be developed in an existing wooded area or from scratch by planting trees.
If creating one by planting trees, then conifer species such as pines and spruces and cedars are usually easier to establish, and they will offer better protection in the winter. In the summer periods, protection from extreme heat or hailstorms or something like that, either deciduous trees or evergreen trees would work.
When choosing tree species, consult with a forestry expert in your area. Tree density should be low enough to promote good growth and vigor, but high enough to offer protection from weather. Chedzoy says for those reasons, a living barn has to be well managed.
The plants need adequate space to grow, so the living barn should be periodically thinned out, favoring the better trees. Livestock should be excluded from living barn areas when they're not needed, so that the trees are able to rest and recover, and to avoid issues like excessive soil compaction or excessive nutrients.
Chedzoy says this type of shelter is adequate for most cattle and sheep, but may not be for goats and other animals that are more susceptible to wet, cold weather. Learn more about living barns at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have you received notices from so-called credit restoration companies claiming they can fix your credit? Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. They're a waste of money because you can restore your good credit all by yourself. Bad marks on your credit report stay there for 7 years, and there's nothing you can do about it unless they're inaccurate. Only then can you have them removed. Get your credit reports from all three reporting bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. You can do that for free at annualcreditreport.com. Check for errors, and if you find any, dispute them. Then, keep your account balances below 30% of your available credit and always pay your bills on time. Do those things and your credit score will start to rise, and it won't cost you anything. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
The giant meat buyer you've probably never heard of today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You may not be familiar with Chicago-based Fulton Market Group, but you know their biggest client, McDonald's. Fulton's Global Sustainability Director, Tim Hardman, says the company purchases hundreds of millions of pounds of beef and pork annually for McDonald's, with sustainability in mind.
When I'm driving through McDonald's grabbing my quarter pounder, I'm not thinking about carbon emissions in that burger, right? Well, I am, but I'm probably an anomaly, but because that's all I think about. But I don't think their general consumer is. And so I think we want to give people the right to eat beef and remove some of the guilt that other organizations are trying to drive into eating beef. And we can't do that without numbers.
Fulton Market Group and Hardman have been working with South Dakota-based AgSpire to verify that the beef purchased has been moved through the supply chain sustainably.
From the data collection side, I think it's trust but verify. And I think that's what our general consumer is asking for, is that verification. From a McDonald's standpoint, our only customer, their biggest sustainability goal right now is around climate. It drives me a little bit nuts that that's become very singularly focused on just carbon and carbon emissions removals and things like that.
More tomorrow on Sustainable Beef. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the meat man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
As summer temperatures heat up, so are opportunities at Landall Company. Landall in Marysville offers stable employment with advancement opportunities, annual raises, 4% attendance bonus, $2 per hour shift differential, competitive wages and benefits that include profit sharing, fuel allowance to drive to work, comprehensive insurance with a $500 deductible and more. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com today. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more at Landall.com.
Good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by Midwest Ag Professionals. Don't gamble with your crops. Get your crop insurance today by calling 620-357-6390. We will look at the Sooner State first, as they are 100% complete with the wheat harvest for 2024. Statewide averages for test weights ranging from 60 to 61 pounds per bushel. Proteins around 11.8%, and yields being reported at 40 to 50 bushels per acre in most regions. Now we will look down in the Lone Star State, as they are officially at 95% complete with wheat harvest. Panhandle grain handlers reported harvest in the region about 92% complete. Dry land yields have been variable, 35 bushels per acre being at the high end. Yields and test weights were slightly lower in the southwest corner of the panhandle compared to other areas. Test weights have ranged from 58 to 60, and protein levels are averaging 12%. Reports from irrigated fields continue to be strong, with average yields in the 80s. Now here in Kansas, last time we spoke with Kansas Wheat, they have a report from the Northwest Research Extension Center in Colby with their most recent numbers.
Moisture over the weekend continues to prevent harvest from wrapping up in northwest Kansas, but no one is complaining about the beneficial moisture for fall crops. According to Jeannie Falk Jones, multi-county agronomist in the Northwest Research Extension Center in Colby, area producers started test cutting after Father's Day and harvest kicked into full gear the following weekend. The end of harvest is now in sight, maybe 3 days more if the skies stay clear. Yields are all over the board, from 20 to 100 bushels per acre across the northwest region. Not surprising, given the challenges to get stands established last fall. Weather during the grain fill period was much more favorable with moisture. As a result, Falk Jones reported average test weights between 58 to 62 pounds per bushel and proteins between 9 and 11.5%.
For the state, we are now considered about 96% complete with winter wheat harvest. Your 2024 summer harvest reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine. For agricultural replacement parts at your fingertips, head to AbilenMachine.com.
It's a beautiful day and your crops look better than they have in years. It's amazing what one hail cloud can do. Don't gamble with your crops and call Midwest Ag Professionals Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas at 620-357-6390. Midwest Ag Professionals would like to also remind all the area farmers that July 15th is the last day to sign up for your annual forage policy. Don't hesitate. Call the Midwest Ag Professional team at 620-357-6390 and get the most out of your insurance dollar.
Hydraulics are a big component, from tractors to excavators,
from construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Herbicide-resistant weeds are a growing concern. Learn if the weeds in your field are herbicide-resistant by collecting their seeds on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office.
committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
When you protect your corn and soy crops with Miravis Neal fungicide, you'll start seeing a lot more than just cleaner and greener fields. You'll get longer-lasting disease control, better plant health benefits, less plant stress, higher potential yield, and increased ROI potential. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo and start seeing more green in your fields, on your yield monitor, and in your wallet.
Always read and follow label instructions.
Confirming herbicide resistance in weed populations is the first step of any resistance management program. This is determined by sending weed seeds to a local extension office testing lab. Erin Hill is a weed diagnostician at Michigan State University. She says weed seeds are usually collected in late summer, early fall. Know where the seeds are formed on the plant and what they look like when they're mature.
So you need to be looking in the correct place on the plant for usually a dark-colored, hard seed, and that depends on the plant. For example, does every Palmer amaranth plant have seed? The answer is no, because for Palmer amaranth, there are male plants and there are female plants. So you can't just go pull five random plants. You actually have to look for the seed.
Hill says once you've collected the seeds from several plants, package them in something that's breathable so mold doesn't form on the seeds and compromise their viability.
I usually advise people to pack them in a paper bag or an envelope and then to double bag that or also put it in a box so that it's not leaking seed, because if you're going to be mailing it or transporting it and it is resistant, you don't want to be leaving a trail of resistant seed with you.
The seeds are grown and tested in a greenhouse, and it usually takes a few months to get the results. But according to the Weed Science Society of America, 9 out of 10 herbicide failures are due to factors other than resistance. They include weather conditions at the time of spraying, inappropriate weed size or life stage, and one plant shading another. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about collecting weed seeds at agriculture.com.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Testing crops and its soil can be valuable when it comes to monitoring and diagnosing issues in crop fields. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discusses how testing can be beneficial for growers and their plants and how it could identify a hidden issue.
Tissue analysis is something that can have great value also for making decisions for fertility management. First of all, how we use tissue analysis is something to think about a little bit. There's really two main objectives. One of them could be what we call diagnostics, where we're trying to find out what kind of problems maybe we have in the field, perhaps some yellowing showing up, and we don't know exactly what it is. That's an opportunity for tissue analysis. Now, the second option for tissue analysis use is really a monitoring tool, which basically is sort of a quality control, if you will. You know, if we're already doing a good job with soil testing, fertility management, but we want to make sure things are where it should be during the growing season, then we can also basically monitor the nutrient levels. And this is also help us in situations where we may have what we call hidden hunger, where we don't have a deficiency symptom really show up, but there may be some nutrients that are maybe getting very low and perhaps affecting yields. And so those are two of the main uses that we can definitely take advantage of that and again, helping with nutrient management.
The analysis allows for growers and specialists to take a deeper look at why nutrient values could be where they are.
the reason for different concentrations in the plant could be many. Obviously, one reason for a deficiency in the tissue could be because we have low nutrient content in the soil, which is the obvious, but it may not be always the reason for that.
He explains why doing a combination of plant and soil analysis is worthwhile.
And especially if we are thinking about the diagnostic use of tissue analysis, if we do have some yellowing in the field, we want to find out what it is. Tissue analysis is one tool, but ideally that needs to go also with a soil test to really find out what is the limitation in the soil. That will give us the full picture of what's happening. Again, if, let's say, for example, we do have low phosphorus in the tissue, but again, soil test is showing that phosphorus levels in the soil are okay, perhaps the limitation is soil pH. And again, that's give us the full information, really, of what's the problem may be.
That was K-State soil fertility specialist Dorivar Ruiz-Diaz with why testing the soil and plants help create a more comprehensive picture of its nutrient levels. Learn more about K-State testing at www.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information only here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still mixed to slightly lower in the grains and oil seeds and sharply lower in the livestock. We'll start in the live cattle as August live cattle down 12 at 182.22. October down 22 cents to 183.07. Triple digit losses for the feeders. August feeder cattle down 117 at 254.55. September down 202 at 254.80. And losses for the hogs today as well. July lean hogs down 77 at 88.55. August down 375 down to 84.65. A look through the grain sees choppy two-sided trade for corn. July and September are higher. July corn up 4 at 404 and a quarter. September up 1.5 to 395 and a half. However, December and beyond are all lower. In the wheat market, we see Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat all with some weakness today. July Kansas City wheat's down 4 and 3 quarters to 576 and a quarter. September down 8 at 569 and 3 quarters. Oats also a bit weaker today. September oats down 4.5 to 297. Taking the brunt of the hit is certainly the soybeans. July beans down 19 at 11.42 and a half. August down 15 and a quarter at 11.16 a bushel. July soybean meal down 40 at 375.80. Now, July soy oil is up 9 points at 46.95, but August and beyond are all weaker. And nothing but green on the screen for cotton. December cotton up 60 at 71.15. If you take a stroll down Wall Street, we see the S&P rising up over 5,600 for the first time. Currently up 36 at 5,612. The NASDAQ up 168 at 18,597. And the Dow Jones up nearly a half percent, 177 in the green at 39,469. Taking a look in the energy markets, crude oil up 56 cents at 81.97 a barrel. Unleaded gas drops 2 cents down to 250 a gallon. Heating oil is also down a half a cent at 251 and natural gas down 2 at 232. August gold's up $11 per ounce at 23.79. July silver actually unchanged at $30.77 per ounce. And the dollar index a bit weaker today. September dollar down 7 points at 104.73.
Rusty Eckford is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty Eckford has explosive deals on over 200 new Fords with rates as low as 0% APR or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months or get a 2023 Ford F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. F-150 1471 per thousand financed. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A broad rally had stocks higher into the midday. The Dow this morning was up 100 points, about 0.25%. The S&P had gained 0.4%. The NASDAQ was ahead 0.5%. Electric vehicle stocks, meanwhile, are soaring as second quarter deliveries buried Wall Street estimates. All of the companies, Tesla, Rivian, and Lucid Group, have seen major rebounds. Industry watchers consider that a promising sign for the sector going into the coming year. Samsung is promising its customers the supply chain of its AI chips has not been disrupted, despite a strike by 30,000 of its workers. The union, though, says chip availability has been affected by the walk-off. The two sides are haggling over Samsung Pay and benefits. And a new partnership in the sky, Delta is teaming up with Saudi startup Riyadh Air. Delta will serve as the airline's exclusive partner in North America, its first partnership with an airline from the Persian Gulf. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The biggest celebration in Northeast Kansas is SkyFest Marysville, July 13th and 14th. On Saturday the 13th, gather at Lakeview Sports Complex for kids' activities, delicious food vendors from around the area, and live music from Elliot Burns at 4 p.m. That evening, Kansas native and Billboard recording artist Logan Mize headlines Saturday night's entertainment. She calls me bang. The biggest choreographed fireworks show lights up the night sky at dusk with a hot air balloon glow that evening. At 6 a.m. Sunday morning, catch the breathtaking balloon ascension and airplane show while enjoying breakfast at Marysville's Municipal Airport. SkyFest Marysville, where the sky's the limit, July 13th and 14th. For more information, go to Visit Marysville on Facebook or Instagram.
Stars, Stripes, and Marshall County Nights. The annual Marshall County Fair is July 18th through the 24th. Livestock weigh-in Friday afternoon. 4-H and open class entries accepted July 19th, 4 until 8 p.m., with a ranch rodeo Friday evening at 7. Judging begins Saturday. Activities include inflatables. Saturday evening, the figure eight race begins at 7. Unleash your inner superstar with open mic night on the fairground stage starting at 8. Anyone welcome to join the jam. Bring your talent. Sunday kicks off with a barnyard boogie, the car show on the grounds from 1 to 5. Inflatables set up again 5 until 9 with a fair parade on the square Sunday evening at 6. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host a battle of the bands following at 7:30 Sunday, along with the pedal pool. Round Robins Monday evening with an outdoor movie at dark. Tuesday, the livestock auction follows the annual fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe from 5 till 7:30. The public is welcome. Full schedules online at mscountyfair.com. Stars, Stripes, and Marshall County Nights. The annual Marshall County Fair is July 18th through the 24th.
From Wilbur to Tuttle Creek, we play the Blue Valley's best country. 95.5 KNDY FM, Marysville. Now, ABC News.